What?
Hi, this is Mikayla from customer support returning your call.
From what? Oh, that from earlier? Yeah, what company are you?
This is a third-party call center. We help assist with companies and products.
Okay, well, what product? As I need to know that what they're trying to do is they're trying to take $67 off my credit, my debit card, and they've stopped it with my company. I need to know who it is and who's trying to do it.
Okay, I can look it up and see if you have an account with us and then inform you of what the charges are for. Could you provide me with your zip code?
50613.
And what's your first and last name?
First name's Ethan, last name's Hildebrand.
Okay, one moment.
Because they've already turned it into a fraud department.
Okay, I have an Ethan Hildebrand associated with that zip code. Could you verify the shipping address for me?
3004 West 4th.
Okay, gotcha. Just a moment while it loads up for me. Okay, I do see this account was open on November the 29th. It looks like you entered into our drawing for a chance to win the Ninja Knife Set.
Whatever. I
yes.
mean, what? So basically, I'm paying $67 for it.
So when entering into the drawing, it informs you that you agree to pay the $7.95 for the initial entry. It also informs you in the terms that if you don't call in and say you don't want to be further a part of the entry, it will enter you into a bigger
there was
job
no
better
I know,
than winning.
There's no emails. There was no emails whatsoever.
It
so
wouldn't
how
have been
do
an
you,
email.
How,
it would have been on the site where you placed the order. It would have a page that says terms and conditions, just like any
right,
anyone placing any other order.
But the thing is if it goes to a blank page, how am I supposed to do that? How am I supposed to call somebody? How am I supposed to contact somebody? And the thing is then you, what, you're just immediately going to do this and not send an email to somebody or something like that? No, you're not going to put me into this bullshit. Okay? Take me off of your stuff. You're not going to get that. I've already canceled it. Okay?
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Sir, that's all you had to do was call in to cancel. There's no problem. We can get it canceled.
How am I
going to
cancel? Hey, excuse me. How am I going to call into you guys when I don't have any information about you guys? Isn't
sir,
that kind of
like
hard?
I understand if you may have not read the terms and conditions. That's what I'm trying to inform you. On the same page
yeah,
that
well,
you
I'm
placed
not
the order
paying
for,
for
the
it.
Information was in the terms
it's
and
not,
conditions.
It's not. I'm not paying
Same
for
with
it.
our phone number.
It's not paying. I'm not paying for it. I've already canceled it.
Okay, I did go ahead and cancel out your account to prevent it from attempting to bill in the future as it is a recurring charge. I do have a confirmation number for you that the account was canceled out. Would you like to take that number down?
Are you giving me a refund?
Well, I can offer you a 50% refund of that charge as a courtesy.
Yeah, right. Okay. You're not going to get any money anyway. It's already been frauded.
And
How
I
you
do
gonna
have
do
to
that?
inform you what happens is they contact us. We inform them of our terms as well, and it results in a chargeback. Because it's only fraud if you did not put your card information, as in someone stole your card and did that's
Yeah.
fraud. But when you place
Right,
the order
right.
yourself,
Okay.
it's your
So,
information.
but
That's
the
not
thing
fraud.
is, it's like it goes to a completely dead page and doesn't do anything else. How are you supposed to read certain information or contact you or any type of emails to you or anything when there's nothing there? It's like you going to a car dealership and they're just charging you $900 and they're just saying, okay, well, whatever. Oh, but you should have called me first and told me what you needed fixed. Well, no, that's not our policy. We just fix it.
Yeah,
See what
I'm
I'm
not
saying?
sure what you're referring to in regards to a blank page. When ordering the item, is all the information is on the same exact
Once
page.
once. Well, I ain't worried about it because it's not going to go through. okay? Because you can't charge somebody when it goes to a dead page. You know what I'm saying? There was nothing at the page. And then you try to refresh it, there's nothing there. Nothing. No contact information, no nothing.
Okay, sir.
You understand what I'm fucking saying? You understand what I'm fucking saying?
Sir,
yes?
I'm trying to assist you, but
oh,
I'm
no.
going to have to
no,
ask
yes.
you to
That's all I need. All I need from you, excuse me, all I need from you is a yes or a no.
From speaking to me that
a yes
I'm to
or no.
Call. Okay, I'm just
a yes or no.
Call.
Yes or no.